Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about tapping into human nature and allowing people to help you. Because at the end of the day, human nature suggests that people, given the opportunity, want to help. So yesterday we talked about the idea of not losing your temper when you find yourself in a bad situation with somebody that's trying to fix something for you. And I gave you the example of Comcast, who I still have not resolved my problems with, but somehow I've managed to keep my temper in check during this whole thing. But the key is once you lose your temper, you no longer have an ally, and the person on the other end of the line doesn't want to help you anymore. Another thing you want to do to ensure that they're on your side is to stroke people's ego. Everybody likes to have their ego stroked. I don't care who you are. And so if you're building the ego of that person that's trying to fix your problem, it really empowers them to see that problem through. Because if you think about it, if you're stroking somebody's ego, they see that as a form of admiration. You don't ever want to let someone down that admires you. And if you're enamored by their ability to fix problems, you know, and if you're talking to somebody from your internet company or your cable company, and you're talking and you're going back and forth in a conversation, you know, I don't know how you do that. You know, it seems really technical what you have to do. It's pretty amazing that you're able to solve all these problems all day long. Hey, now, I know that sounds kind of superficial, but I would guarantee you that would resonate with the person on the other end of the line. Or you're waiting in line to get on a flight, and you're checking in at the gate, and you look at the gate agent and say, I don't understand how you guys get all the logistics together. You get everybody in the right seat, and it always seems to work out. You know, I'm just enamored by your ability to do that. Well, guess what? Now you're about to have a whole different conversation with that person because you've just empowered them. Now they are that problem solver. They're seen that way. You've stroked their ego, and now they truly want to help you. And the idea of them not following through, well, now you no longer admire them, right? You are in admiration. They don't want to lose that. Nobody wants to lose that. Again, we're just playing into human nature here. So stroke the ego, make people feel good about themselves, make them feel like they're important and that they have the ability to solve the problem, and then just watch what happens from there. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe, and you can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires in life. And I ask you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you. And what it means is committing to getting here for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're gonna continue along the lines of what we've been talking about in terms of people wanting to help you, and touch on gaining sympathy of the person that's trying to help you. But remember, for today, what I want you to do is think about how you can stroke people's ego. If they're in a position to solve a problem for you, make them feel good about themselves, make them feel important about their job, and empower them and let them know they're empowered to take care of whatever situation you have.